translation by Srila Prabhupada. The transcendental mellow of conjugal love of Krishna is so wonderful that Krishna himself accepts the form of a devotee to release and test it fully. Purport. Although Krishna is the reservoir of all pleasure, he has a special intention to test himself by accepting the form of a devotee. It is to be concluded that although Lord Chaitanya is present in the form of a devotee, he is Krishna himself. Therefore, Vaishnavas sing Sri Krishna Chaitanya Radha Krishna Nahe Anna. Radha and Krishna combined together are Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Sri Swarupa Damodar Goswami has said, Chaitanya Aksham Prakata Adhuna Tadvayam Chaikam Aptam. Radha and Krishna assumed oneness in the form of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. This is the end of the purport by Srila Prabhupada. So, this subject matter is very deep subject matter to understand. And Krishna Das Kapadeva Goswami is saying that people in general cannot understand this. And also he is saying that what subject matter I am going to describe now, esav siddhanta gudha kahite na jujay. All these conclusions are unfit to disclose in public. Such a confidential, gudha means Prabhupada saying conclusions are very confidential subject matter. Kahite na jujay. It's unfit to speak in public. But na kahile keho yar anta nahi paye. But if I don't disclose this, then no one will understand them. That's why I will explain this. Because anyway, for whom I am so much afraid of, they will not understand. So I have no problem. Let them not understand. So that's why who can understand this? Atayava kahi kichu kariya nigura, I'll explain this, I'll mention them, revealing only their essence. And bujhibe rasika bhakta na bujhibe mudha. The foolish people will not, rascals, they will not understand these things. Only very loving devotees, they can understand. And who are those loving devotees? What is the qualification? Who can understand the subject matter? He is giving the qualification that who can understand the subject matter. One, anyone who has captured Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda Prabhu in his heart. Hridaya dhare jadi Chaitanya Nityananda, esav siddhanta se paibe ananda. Who will get bliss out of hearing the subject matter? Only those that have captured Lord Chaitanya and Nityananda within their heart will become blissful by hearing all these transcendental conclusions. So that's why the non-devotees, they're like camel. The camel like non-devotees cannot enter to this subject matter because they are habituated eating thorns. Let them eat thorns. But devotees, they're like cucumbers. They'll enjoy Amrera Pallav, the nice soft leaves and flowers of mango trees. So that's why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami is going to explain this confidential subject matter. So, today's verse saying, listen carefully, Krishna Madhurja Eka Adbhut Subhav. Apana Aswadita Krishna Kare Bhakta Bhav. The Madhurja sweetness within Krishna has a very wonderful quality, wonderful nature. It's so wonderful that Krishna himself also wants to test it. So two things you must remember before entering the subject matter. One is Madhurja or sweetness. Mellows, okay? And another is prema, the love. So who has love? Who has love? Bhagavan has love or Bhakta has love? Huh? Bhakta has love. And Bhagavan has sweetness. Jai Sisi Radha Gokulananda ki. So you can remember these two things and listen from your mouth. What Krishna has? Madhurima or sweetness. Sweetness. And what devotee has? Love. So this is the basic principles of all philosophy, Vaishnava philosophy. The bhakta or the soul, speed soul, is exchange between Bhagavan and Bhakta. That is how the both entities are sustaining. Who are the both two entities? One is Bhagavan, another is Bhakta or the speed soul. Their whole, the purpose of their existence, the purpose of existence of Krishna and his devotees, exchange. What is the exchange between them? Tell me. Huh? What is? Service. What I just said. What is the exchanging between them? Bhakta giving love to Krishna. Krishna giving sweetness to his devotee. Bhakta has how many senses? How many senses we have? 5 senses. Eyes to see, nose to smell, ear to hear, skin to touch. The 5 senses are there. And that is how with these 5 senses we are trying to enjoy everything. But actually how we can enjoy? The source of all sweetness is Krishna. He is holding all madhurya, Krishna madhurya. He is holding all the sweetness within himself. So when devotee or spirit soul develops that prema, that love, Krishna is hankering for that love. He feels, what is his pleasure? What is Krishna's pleasure? Krishna's pleasure is when he gets love from his devotee. That is source of his pleasure. He gets love from his devotee. And what is devotee's pleasure? When he gets sweetness from Krishna. And this is the exchange going on between the spirit soul and God. And they always in enjoying like this. So devotee, when the love will manifest within devotee, and Krishna will receive that love, then he will release the sweetness to his devotee. His beauty. He will release beauty so that devotee can see through his eyes and feel ecstasy. Then he will get the smell of his body. Then devotee will smell and get ecstasy. His talk, devotee will get ecstasy. His bodily touch, devotee will get ecstasy. This is the basic principle of these things. These things, if you understand, then future discussion will be easy for you to understand. You understood what I said? One of you can say what I said? One of you say? Sweetness. Devotee will give love and Krishna will give sweetness. Devotee has 5 senses and Krishna has 5 sweetness also. It's a loving exchange. Love and sweetness. Okay. So here saying Krishna Madhurja Eka Adbhut Sabhav. The sweetness within Krishna has a wonderful nature. He is such wonderful that he himself also become attracted to enjoy his sweetness. He is so attractive. That's why his name is, what is his name? Krishna. Krishna means akarsayati iti Krishna. Akarsan. From that word akarsan, his Krishna is akarsayati iti Krishna. He attracts. He is very attractive. And whom he attracts? All the living entities. Not only all the living entities. So attractive, he himself also gets attracted to himself. That is the beauty saying. The beauty is Krishna Madhvajak Adbhut. What is that Adbhut nature? That's why Krishna is Atma Parjanta Sarvachitta Hara. Sarvachitta Hara. Chitta means heart. He attracts everyone's heart. Including his own heart also get attracted. So that is the extreme situation in Krishna. With no other form of Godhead you can find that. Not with Raman, Bamana, Narasingha. Rather all these Vishnu, Rama, Bamana, they get attracted to Krishna also. Yes. Krishna is so beautiful. He is so attractive. Prabhupada telling one of his purport that if you consider the beauty of the most beautiful lady on the earthly planet, every year they choose the most beautiful lady of this world. What they call? You know? What they call? Miss Universe. They said it's a Miss World. Why Miss Universe? Miss Universe is many, many planets. Right? So Prabhupada said, Miss Universe, the most beautiful lady you take from this earthly planet and compare her beauty to the denizens of heavenly planets. If you compare, the most beautiful lady of earthly planet will look like a frog if you compare to the beauty of heavenly ladies. They're so beautiful, this lady will look like a frog. Right? Prabhupada Parpat saying. And that is beauty of heavenly ladies. Then ladies means Lakshmi Devi in Vaikuntha planet. She's 100 times more beautiful than the ladies of heavenly planets. Just imagine how beautiful she would not be, Lakshmi Devi. And whatever beautiful she is, the gopis of Golok Vrindavan are thousands times more beautiful. Just meditate and imagine. No? How beautiful. And just imagine Maharaj is telling such a beautiful lady will come to the earthly planet. And what will happen? Somebody can imagine, tell me. Can you digest that beauty? They'll all faint. They'll all faint. How to speak? We'll be faint. Krishna also faints. Krishna faints the beauty by seeing the beauty of Srimati Radharani. Yes. In Vrindavan, Krishna, early days, he would see Radharani playing from distance. Then by seeing her beauty, he was very surprised. Oh, such a beautiful girl. Then once he thought that I should see her from very close proximity. No, he developed desire to see Radharani from close proximity. Then always Krishna watching where she is going, what she is doing. No, he is observing. Then Krishna realized every day Radharani go and play with her friends, hide and seek. That one gopi will close eyes of another gopi, others will go hide. Then Radharani goes to one kunja. Kunja means a groove. A dark groove, and hides herself. And Krishna watching every day where she is going. One day, before this game start, Krishna went in advance and hiding in that group, in the dark group. Then when this game started, so they closed the eyes of one gopi and everybody hiding. Then Radhani went to a particular group, very dark. So Radhani thinking, wow, I am very secured place. Nobody can see me, very dark place. If you entered a dark place, very dark. But after 1 or 2 minutes, you can see something. Have you realized that? After some time, you can see something. So after 1 or 2 minutes, she's thinking, oh, I am here hiding. Nobody can see. But a few minutes, two big eyes looking at her like this. Radhani says, who is this? Then she realized it's the son of Nanda Maharaj. But by the time she realized son of Nanda Maharaj, Nanda Maharaj's son Krishna, by seeing the beauty of Radharani from the close proximity, finished, fainted. She is so beautiful. So, if it happens to Krishna, what to speak of us? The point is, the gopis of Vrindavan, they are so beautiful. And this Srila Bhakti Chaitanya Maharaj was telling, just imagine, such millions of beautiful gopis. There is only one boy standing there. Who is that boy? The blue boy, Krishna standing. And so beautiful. And all these ladies, oh, they're blinking their eyes, looking like this. Yeah. Maharaja's making a nice point that who is that not become envious of Krishna like this? It's one boy and everybody looking at him only. Who can resist not to become envious of him? That's why we are here. We could not tolerate that. So that is the extent, how attractive he is. How attractive Krishna is. How much attractive he is? When Krishna was having his sweet pastimes in Bhauma Vrindavan, all Brajavasis, starting from young boys to the old ladies, everybody, they get attracted to Krishna. Animals become so attracted to Krishna. It has been stated in Goloka Vrindavan, when Krishna would go for grazing the cows, all the animals, cows, calves, they would just come, deers, they would just look Krishna's face like this. In the evening time, Krishna will come back to his house. Krishna will enter to Nanda Maharaj's house and all the animals will wait there. When Krishna will come back again, they will go. He attracts all the animals. Not only animals, the animate, inanimate. Even if the trees, the rivers, and Krishna plays on his flute, Jamuna River, instead of flowing downstream, it will become stuck. Or something goes upstream also. Sthavara Jang, the mountains should start to roll, melt down. If you go now, then you will see the mother mountains as if it is melting. It's like that. There's one mountain you will see in Vrindavan when Krishna played on his flute. So mountain started to melt. Then all cows were attracted to hear the flute sound of Krishna. They all started to run. Then they came, Krishna stopped playing the flute. You will see that mountain, all that hoof prints of all cows and calves running towards, but not coming back anymore. That hoof prints is there. So from this you can imagine how attractive Krishna is. All Brajavasis, all animals, birds, animates, inanimates. Then Prabhupada saying, Krishna is so attractive. Even the denizens of heavenly planets, they are attracted to the beauty of Krishna. And to what to speak of denizens of heavenly planets, Lakshmi Devi also. When Krishna was doing rasa dance, and Lakshmi Devi came, wanted to join Krishna's pastimes, but she was not allowed to join, but she is attracted. And what to speak of Lakshmi Devi is attracted. Forget about Lakshmi Devi. Her husband, Vishnu, also gets attracted to Krishna. Yes. Vishnu wants to see, oh, Krishna, you are so beautiful. Once in the Dwaraka, there was one Brahman. The Brahman's sons were dying, one after another. Some 7 or 8 sons. That time, the rule was, son cannot die before father. This Brahman's son dies before him. So he went to the king. You give explanation. What offense are committing? That my son died before me. Just imagine what kind of king they were at that time. Nowadays our king can ask them like that. But that time king, you did some mistake. That my son died before me. He is going and getting on Krishna's case like anything every day. No, he was going very angry. Then Arjun could not tolerate this. He said, okay, you are rebuking my friend like this. I will make sure this time your son will take birth. I will protect him. He will not die. So then before the child takes birth, Arjuna went with bow and arrows to protect. Your son will not die. But as soon as the son took birth, died immediately. Then this Brahman started to rebuke, to scold to Arjuna. Oh, you are talking big thing. Just see, my son again died. He is getting Arjuna's case. Before he used to get on Krishna's case, Krishna tolerate. Okay, no problem. When he started to rebuke Arjuna, then Krishna became very disturbed. Okay, Arjuna, you come with me. We will go and bring back all his children, all his sons. And Krishna and Arjuna went to Yamaloka. Jamaloko, Jamaraj, why did you bring all his children? He said, no, I didn't bring anybody. Just see, there's nobody here. Then they checked, nobody is there. Then they went to Sahasra Sirsa Vishnu's place. Sahasra Sirsa Vishnu there. Then Krishna went and offered his obeisances. Oh Lord Vishnu, please accept my humble obeisances. Then Krishna asked that you have brought all these children of this Brahman. Why did you do this? Then what Vishnu said, you know? He said, because I thought if I bring these children, then you will come so that I can have a darshan of a lotus face. So that is the reason why I did this. So Vishnu also gets attracted. Krishna is so attractive. And what to speak of Vishnu got attracted? Krishna is so attractive, Krishna himself also got attracted. So that is what I'm saying, Krishna Madhurjar ek adbhut swabhav. What is this wonderful nature? In Dwaraka, Krishna used to always feel very much separation from Brajavasis. So that is why Vishwakarma built a Nava Vrindavan there. Just like Vrindavan. Jamuna, Govardhan, nice forest, everything nice. So one day was Krishna walking and there is a palace with spotted stone that he could see his reflection. And when Krishna saw his reflection, by seeing his reflection, Krishna is saying, oh, Kastha Matkarakari Purusha, what a beautiful boy. And he's going to embrace his reflection. You understand? So this is so madhurja. This is wonderful quality only Krishna has. His Benu Madhurima, Rupa Madhurima, Leela Madhurima, Aprema Madhurima. No one else has these things. So this is what so madhurja. So now I'll explain you why Krishna appeared as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Normally, why Bhagavan appears in this material world? Any of you know? Krishna has told in Bhagavad Gita, why I appear in this material world? Prabhus? Paritranaya sadhunang vinasacha duskritang dharma sanstha panarthaya sambhavami juge juge. To deliver the devotees, to annihilate the miscreants, to re-establish dharma. That is what Krishna is saying. But our Gaudiya Vaishnava Acharyas, they don't agree with the statement of Krishna. They say, no, this cannot be. You have to come for this purpose. Krishna, you have to come to kill the annihilate the miscreants. Krishna has to come to annihilate the miscreants. What is a miscreant? What are the demons? They just are one germ can kill them. Some dysentery, some AIDS, but finish. Krishna not necessary to come and fight and kill these miscreants. He has so many other ways. Bhagavan not necessary. Bhagavan to come. It is not necessary Bhagavan to come for these things. To re-establish dharma, Bhagavan has to come. Not necessary. Acharyas can come. And they can re-establish dharma. Paritranaya sadhuna. Sadhu means already paritrana, delivered. What for he is coming to deliver sadhus? What is that deliver? What is that problem? Sadhus, that delivered. So they don't say, they don't agree. These are the real reasons why God comes, why Bhagavan comes. This could be some side effect. The Gauna, secondary reason why Bhagavan comes. So I'll tell you three reasons why Bhagavan comes. One is secondary reason. Paritranaya sadhunang vinasaja duskritang dharma sanstapanarthaya sambhamami juge juge. Secondary. Why Bhagavan comes, not Krishna. Why Bhagavan? Bamana, Narasingha, Ram, any avatar. This is the secondary reason. And what is the primary reason? What is the real purpose? So Lord is saying, I comes to this material world. My purpose, real purpose is Madhbhakta vinodartham karma vividha kriya. I come to give pleasure to my devotees. That is my purpose. The Bhagavan's real purpose is Madhbhakta vinodartham. I come here to give pleasure to my devotees. And also why he is coming? Kunti Devi in her prarthana she is saying Atha muninang amalatmanang Bhakti Jaga Vidhanartham Katham Pasyamhe Stri. You are coming to this material world to give bhakti yoga to everybody. So one point is to give pleasure to my devotee. Second is to give bhakti yoga to my devotees. And one more reason also, he comes, Krishna saying, anugrahaya bhaktanang manusim dehamasrita bhajate tadisar krida jasrutva tatapara bhavet. The purpose why God comes to this material world is, he'll exhibit his sweet pastimes. Jasrutva, by hearing, people will be attracted towards him. These are the real purposes of God. Not paritranaya sadhanang vinayasachadus. That is the side effect. Secondary reason. But primary reason is to attract the living entity by exhibiting his sweet pastimes. To give bhakti yoga, to give pleasure. These primary reasons for any form of God. But now question is, why Krishna comes? What is the reason Krishna comes? You see, Krishna is Swayam Bhagavan. Sitting all the way, where is he sitting? Huh? Golok Vrinda, very, very far from here. Why he has to come from all the way there? So many incarnations of Krishna is there. Ramadi Murti Sukala Niyamena Tishta Nana Avatar Akurad Bhuvanesu Kintu Krishna Swayam Samabhavet Param Pumanjo Govindang Adi Purusang Tamahang Bhajami. There are millions, trillions, unlimited number of incarnations are there. They are coming, Sambhavami Juge Juge. Krishna is not coming Juge Juge. He does not come Juge Juge. His incarnations comes. So they are coming. But why Krishna Swayam Bhagavan has to come? That means he has to come means something cannot be done by any other forms of God. So that something is waiting, that Krishna himself has to come. That cannot be done by Rama avatar, by Vaman avatar, by Narasingha avatar. So that makes Krishna himself has to come. That means there must be a specific reason why Krishna has to come. So who can say that? Why Krishna is coming? We are devotees of International Society for Krishna Consciousness. If nobody knows, at least we should know. What is purpose Krishna is coming? Yes. Yeah, almost close. Okay, it's close to that, yes. Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami has revealed. Please remember these things. Why Krishna? You remember two previous reasons? What is secondary reason, Mataji's? Adhunang, Vinashadu. What is the primary reason, Prabhuji's? One Prabhu can say loudly. What is the primary reason? That God comes. Don't confuse the God and Krishna. You difference? You know the difference between God and Krishna? Any of you know the difference God and Krishna? Krishna is the fountain of all the forms of God. He is Swayam Bhagavan. Others are not Swayam Bhagavan. So God means Rama, Nama, Narasingha, Vamana, that means God. All the incarnations. So why? What is the primary reason? Tell, bola, bata tum, at least. You understand? Otherwise Mataji will tell, you will be defeated. You want that? One of you tell at least. Yes. To give pleasure to my devotees, then? Deliver bhakti yoga? Then one important thing forgot. Yes? Yes, that is the main purpose. That is the main purpose why it takes trouble to come from there to here. That you will exhibit sweet pastimes, but by hearing sweet pastimes, you will be attracted. Oh, really? Let us go there. Nice fun over there. That is the purpose. No. So this is the reason. For now, I said secondary reason, primary reason. This is a special reason. Only for Krishna. But as Prabhu mentioned a little bit, that is, prema rasa nirjasa karite aswadana ରାଗମାର୍ଗ ଭକ୍ତି ଲୋକେ କରିତେ ପ୍ରଚାରନ୍ ଟୁ ରିଜନ୍ସ ୟୁ ରିମେମ୍ବର ଟୁ ରିଜନ୍ସ ୱାନ୍ ରିଜନ୍ ଇଜ୍ ଟୁ ରିଲିଜ୍ ଦି ଏସେନ୍ସ ଅଫ୍ ପ୍ରେମ ହୁ ହାଜ୍ ପ୍ରେମ ଡୁ ୟୁ ରିମେମ୍ବର ହୁ ହାଜ୍ ପ୍ରେମ ଡିଭୋଟିଜ୍ ଦେ ହାଭ୍ ପ୍ରେମ ଟୁ ରିଲିଜ୍ ଦଟ୍ ପ୍ରେମ ଦି ଏସେନ୍ସ ଅଫ୍ ଦଟ୍ ପ୍ରେମ ଇନ୍ ଦିସ୍ ଭୌମ ବୃନ୍ଦାବନ ବିକଜ୍ ଦ ବ୍ରଜବାସୀଜ୍ ଦେ ହାଭ୍ ଏ ଭେରି ସ୍ପେଶିଆଲ୍ କାଟେଗୋରି ଅଫ୍ ପ୍ରେମ ନଟ୍ ଅର୍ଡିନାରୀ ପ୍ରେମ ଦିସ୍ ୱାର୍ଲ୍ଡ ୟୁ ହାଭ୍ ଏ ପ୍ରେମ ରାଇଟ୍ ହ୍ୱାଟ୍ ପ୍ରେମ ଇଜ୍ ଇନ୍ ଦିସ୍ ୱାର୍ଲ୍ଡ ଆଇ ଲଭ୍ ୟୁ ହ୍ୱେନ୍ ଆଇ ଲଭ୍ ୟୁ ହ୍ୱେନ୍ ଆଇ ଗେଟ୍ ସମଥିଙ୍ଗ୍ ଫ୍ରମ୍ ୟୁ ଦେନ୍ ଆଇ ଲଭ୍ ୟୁ ଆଜ୍ ନ ଡୋଣ୍ଟ୍ ଗେଟ୍ ଦେନ୍ ଆଇ କିକ୍ ଅନ୍ ୟର୍ ଫେସ୍ ବଟ୍ ବ୍ରଜବାସୀଜ୍ ପ୍ରେମ ୱାଜ୍ ଡିଫରେଣ୍ଟ ବ୍ରଜବାସୀଜ୍ ପ୍ରେମ ୱାଜ୍ ଡିଫରେଣ୍ଟ ବ୍ରଜବାସୀଜ୍ ଡି ନଟ୍ ଲଭ୍ କୃଷ୍ଣ ଫର୍ ଦେୟାର୍ କମ୍ଫର୍ଟ Rather, Krishna came, all trouble come to Brajavasis. When Krishna was not there, they were very happy. When Krishna came, all troubles come to Brajavasis. But their prema, love is so special, still they want Krishna, no, no, you stay, we will be with you only. A special prema. So, prema rasa nirjas, remember, one reason is to release the essence of prema of Brajavasis. And the second one is, ragamarga bhakti loke karite pracharan. To spread the raga bhakti. What is raga bhakti? You know raga means? Angry. What is raga means? Raga, anuraga. Raga marga bhakti, the devotion of Brajavasi is to Krishna, is known as ragatmika. What is it? Ragatmika. When you follow in their line, that is called raganuga. So raga bhakti is very special. Raganuga bhakti is very special. Usually, normally, in bhakti means you show respect to Krishna. Isn't it? Oh, you are Lord, you are Bhagavan. So that is vaidhi bhakti. Krishna is thinking, I have given vaidhi bhakti for so long time, but raganuga bhakti I have never given. And as long as somebody develops this raga bhakti, I am not pleased. I become fully pleased when somebody develops raga marga bhakti. So vaidhi bhakti means you develop bhakti to Krishna out of fear. Oh Krishna, you are so great. So I am yours, I am completely surrendered unto you. But only problem there is when you see God like this, like in Vaikuntha, the devotees they go to Vaikuntha. Oh Narayan, you are so great, I am so small, what can I do for you? You do for me something. This is there. You please take care of me. You please protect me. This is one kind of bhakti. That is what we are all after, right? Krishna, protect me. This is called tadiyata bhakti. Tadiyata mai means I am yours. You protect me, you take care of me. But in Braja, that raganuga bhakti is different. Their devotees, they don't understand Krishna is God. They say, Krishna, I have to protect you. I have to feed you. Mother Yashoda, she is worried. The Purushottam Bhagavan Krishna. Purushottam means the best among all the Purushas. And she is worried, oh, my boy become loafer, he'll become hippie. So I have to beat him. I have to make a nice boy. This is the mood, raga bhakti. You understand now? The raga bhakti? The power of raga bhakti, the devotee will forget God as God. What is the purpose of bhakti? Krishna saying in Bhagavad Gita, bhaktyamang abhijanati. By bhakti we understand God, isn't it? Bhakti enam darsayati. By bhakti you understand God. But this is a bhakti. When you understand God not as God, this is the speciality of raga marga bhakti. So Krishna wanted in Golak Vrindavan, he developed a desire that I will go, and this kind of things is not available to people in this material world. And this is the highest thing that no one else can give, only Krishna can give. Raga marga bhakti loke karita pracharan. Krishna is saying that the brahmanas, that to please me, that they chant very nicely Veda mantra. But I get some pleasure from that, out of that. But when Brahmana they chant Veda mantra, what pleasure I derive? I derive more pleasure when the ladies of Vrindavan they shout and scold at me. I feel very pleased. Wow, so nice. This is Raga Marga Bhakti. No? So Krishna wanted and two people to understand how I am captured by Raga Marga Bhakti. So two reasons. I hope you understood and you remember it. One reason Mataji will say, one reason Prabhuji will say. Why Krishna comes to this material world? Mataji is to release the essence of prema, rasa nirjasa. Prabhuji is to preach ragamarga bhakti. To preach ragamarga bhakti. So that is very rare to obtain ragamarga bhakti. So he came to preach about ragamarga bhakti. So that is Krishna. So that Krishna, when he came as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, why he came as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? So that is a question. So Krishna came, he released all these nice relationship with the Brajavasis. He released the nirjas, the essence of love of Brajavasis. Then he went back to Golok Vrindavan. So in Golok Vrindavan, Krishna sitting one day in a solitary place. And there he is thinking. What is thinking? Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami describing here. Krishna vichar eko achay antare. Listen very carefully. Once Lord Krishna considered within his heart, he's analyzing. Krishna is analyzing and sitting in Golok Vrindavan within his heart. What is analyzing? Like, who am I? Krishna is asking this question, that who am I? Prabhupada is saying, in this material world, whenever we get up, we ask so many questions, right? As soon as we woke up, so many, that part of the globe gets filled with so many question answers. In the house, children asking mom what to eat, where to go. In the hospital, there's a question answer between patient and doctor. In school, there's a question answer between students and teachers. Millions of questions and answers. Among the millions of questions and answers, how many people are asking, who am I? Anybody asking? From our childhood, how many millions of questions we must have asked? From childhood, anything we say, oh, what is this, what is that? How many of us, we have asked, oh, my dear teacher, who am I? Any of you have asked in the school? Prabhupada is saying in his purport, now see how wonderful it is. People are inquisitive for everything else, except who am I? Now, same thing has happened to Krishna also. So today, this day, he's analyzing. Who am I? Am I the real enjoyer of everything? Everybody say that Purnananda Purna Rasa Swarup Kahe Mare. He's saying that everyone says that I am complete bliss. I'm full of bliss. Krishna is full of bliss. That's why Ashruti says, Veda says, Param Brahma. What is Swarup of Param Brahma? Any of you know? Effulgence? That is Swarup? That is Brahma Jyoti? That is not so, that is external. Shruti says, Rasa Vahisaha. Rasa means mellows. The Param Brahma is made up of mellows. He releases mellows. And he makes living entity to release mellows. Our whole Vaishnava philosophy is based on this one verse of Veda. Or Shruti. The whole philosophy is seen in Chaitanya Charitamrita. There Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has described, is established in one thing. That his Purnananda is Sarva Rasa Nilayak, is full of bliss. He is made up of bliss. Anandang Brahma. He is made up of bliss. And he released the bliss. How can he is made up of bliss and he can release the bliss? If you are sugar cane juice, the sugar cane juice can test himself? Can he test himself? So this is the whole secret. how sugar can juice can test how tasty he is. So that is the whole philosophy here. And today's verse saying that sugar can juice will test how tasty I am. So Krishna, he's full of mellows, he's made up of mellows, and he'll test himself. Oh, how sweet I am. Krishna Madhurja, Krishna Madhurja, Eka, Adbhut Svabhav. The Adbhut Svabhav is, he's made up of sweet, and he'll release how sweet I am. That's why Krishna is thinking that everybody say that I am bliss, the highest blissful. So, I give everybody bliss. Everybody become very great ananda for because of me. But I found some discrepancy. When I went to Vrindavan, Bhauma Vrindavan, to play my pastimes, there Krishna is having his pastimes with all these gopis and gopas. And one Krishna marked, Krishna saw, at the end of the pastime, Krishna looked all the gopis' face. And by seeing their faces, Krishna realized they are enjoying millions of times better than me. But for the face, you understand, no? Somebody give neem leaf, his face will be different. Like a nice rasagola, so nice. So Krishna, by seeing the face of gopis, he is thinking, what is going on? I am supposed to be the topmost enjoyer. But by seeing their faces, I can see they are enjoying millions of times better than me. So it is, I am Bhagavan. So what is, my devotee is enjoying better than me. So then I am deprived of this. So that is what made Krishna to think to come as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. That's why he is saying, Apana Ashwadite Krishna Kare Bhakta Bhav. He accepted. Because Krishna wants to know that how my devotees, the Brajagopikas, they are so happy. Why Brajagopikas are so happy? Who can say, imagine from my previous discussion? What they are getting? That they make, Yes. And what makes Krishna happy? The love. Premarasa Nirjasaka. He came to essence of that Krishna make, Krishna is happiness, highest happiness. And the Brajavasis are happy because they are getting the sweetness of Krishna. So Krishna, but Krishna is not getting the sweetness that Brajavasis is getting. So Krishna is thinking, my devotee is getting more pleasure than me. Then how I get more pleasure? How Krishna can become happy like his devotees? So that Krishna is worried. How I can become happy like my devotees, because my devotees, they are millions times more happier than me. Even if I am Bhagavan, whatever happy I am, they are millions times happier, my devotees millions times happier than me. So how can I become happy like that? So that is what Krishna, he is thinking here. That how I will become happy, so many different ways. Krishna trying how to become happy. But he could not make himself happy. So that is the reason he thought, I accept the mood of my devotee. Here it is saying, Apana Aswadite Krishna Kare Bhakta Bhava. So who is the highest bhakta of Krishna? Who is enjoying the best out of Krishna? It is Radharani. So that's why Krishna is thinking, I must accept the mood of Radharani. That's the Prabhupada has quoted in the purport of this verse, Radha Krishna Pranay Vikriti Ladini Shakti Asmat Ekatmana Bhavai Bhuipura Dehvedam Gatoto Chaitanya Aksha Prakata Madhuna Tadvem Cha Aikyam Aptam Radha Bhava Dviti Shibalitam Naomi Krishna Swarupam. Radha Krishna Pranay Vikriti. Radharani, who is Radharani? Who is Radharani? Anybody can say? Manifestation of? Yes. Yes. Radha Krishna Pranaya Vikriti. Radharani is the personification of love of Krishna. She is Allahadini Shakti. She is pleasure giving potency. Pleasure giving potency, personification takes a form. Pleasure giving potency, Allahadini Shakti, is there within Krishna's body. But sometimes she comes outside and takes a form. Radha Krishna Pranayabhikriti Radhini Shakti Rasmat Ekatmana, that Ek Atma. Radha and Krishna, that one soul, Ekatmana Babi Bhuipura Dehabhedam Gatoto. Even if one soul, they have accepted two separate forms, as Krishna and Radha. Bhuipura Dehabhedam Gatoto. Now, the two, Radha and Krishna, Bhuipura Dehabhedam Gatoto, Chaitanyakcha prakata madhuna tadvayam cha aikyam aptam. Now the two, Radha and Krishna, they combine together. Chaitanyakcha prakata madhuna tadvayam cha aikyam aptam. Radha bhava dhuti subalitam naomi Krishna sarupam. That Krishna, he came accepting the mood of Srimati Radharani and her bodily effulgence. So that is what Krishna came. So now briefly, I'll describe to you a very interesting topic. So who is great? Krishna is great or Radharani is great? So that will be the discussion now. Please listen carefully what Krishna is thinking. Krishna is thinking that I am made up of mellows. Everybody gets enjoyment from me. Isn't that it? Everybody gets enjoyment from me. But I am deriving very great pleasure from these gopis. So that means it, they are greater than me. Right? Everybody greater than me. Everybody gets pleasure from me. If I get pleasure from somebody, means he must be greater than me. Otherwise, how I will get pleasure from gopis? So listen carefully, Krishna's analysis. আমি হইতে গুণী বড় জগতে অসম্ভব ওয়ান মোর কোয়ালিফাইড দেন মি ইজ ইম্পসিবল টু ফাইন্ড ইন দি ওয়ার্ল্ড বাট দিস পার্সোনালিটি দে আর গিভিং প্লেজার টু মি আই সি ওনলি ইন রাধা বাট সি ইন রাধা আলোন আই ফিল দি প্রেজেন্স অফ ওয়ান হু ক্যান গিভ মি সো মচ প্লেজার সো দ্যাট মিন্স হি ইজ সেইং অল দ্য মাই বিউটি defeats the beauty of 10 million of cupid. I'm so beautiful. All this unequal, unsurpassed, it gives pleasure to three worlds. My beauty gives pleasure to three worlds. Everybody gets pleasure from my beauty. But I get pleasure from? You tell, Prabhu. From Radharani's beauty. Yes? So who is greater? Radharani is greater, okay. So he is saying, more bansigite, the five senses will be described here. Five senses. More bansigite akarsay tribhuvan. When I play on flute, three worlds get attracted. Yes? I am so powerful. Three gets attracted. But, Radhara bachane hare amara sravan. When Radharani speaks, I listen that, wow, I get attracted to that. So he's thinking, my flute attracts everybody, but I get attracted to Radharani. So who is great? Radharani, okay. Hearing. By hearing, Radharani is great. Then next is Gandha, smelling. Krishna saying, Jadyapi amar gandha jagat sugandha, although my body lends fragrance to the entire creation. All this gandha we get from Krishna's body. My body lends fragrance to entire creation. Jadyapi amar gandhe jagat sugandha, mor chitta pranahare radha anga gandha. But the scent of Radharani's limbs or body captivates my mind and heart. So who is great? Radharani. In his beauty he is great, she is great, and his sound she is great. And his smell is great. Okay. Next is, Jadyapi amararasa jagata saras. Although the entire creation is full of different tastes because of me. All these tastes comes because of Krishna. But radhar adhara rasa amakare bas. But I get charmed by the nectarian taste of lips of Srimati Radharani. So here it comes taste. Three senses we described. One is ear, bansi. And next is gandha, smell. And here it is saying the taste. Taste is which sense? Get taste? Which sense get taste? Tongue get the taste. Okay. So next is touch. Touch. So Krishna is saying, Jadyapi amar sparsa koti indu sitala. My body is so cooling. That you touch my body. The koti indu. My touch is cooler than 10 million moons. I'm so cooling. Some will touch my body. He will feel like it's cooler than 10 million moons. But when I touch Radharani's body, Radhika sparsya me amai kore susital. I become refreshed by touching Srimati Radharani's body. So who is great? In touch, she is giving pleasure to Krishna. Okay. So in this way, analyzing everything, Krishna giving conclusion. Ei mata jagate ami, ei mata jagatar sukhar ami hetu. In this way, I am the source of pleasure of the world, but Radhika Rupaguna amar jibatu. But still, the beauty and attributes of Srimati Radharani is life of my life and soul. So from this analysis, what we found? Who is great? Radharani is great. But Krishna will now explain something different. No, not Radharani. I am the great. It is not within him. But Krishna is thinking, Krishna will prove that I am attracted to her. Okay. But what happens to her? But the same thing. Eimata anubhava amar pratita. Krishna is saying, in general, if I analyze, in this way, my affectionate feelings for Srimati Radharani may be understood. But on analysis, I find contradictory. When really I analyze, I find something different. Bichari dekhiye jodi sab viparit, completely opposite. It is not that Radharani is greater than me. Actually, I am greater than Radharani. So how is greater than Radharani? Krishna will explain that also. Now he is saying, okay, I attract everybody. Everybody get attracted to see me, and I get attracted to see Radharani. Radhar darshan mara judaya nayana. My eyes are fully satisfied when I look upon Radharani. But let us see what happens to Radharani when she sees me. What happens to Radharani? Anybody knows? Here is saying, amar darshan radha sukhe agyan. Three things remember, three things. One is, Krishna saying, I am so attractive. By seeing me, everybody become happy. But Radhani is so attractive, I become very happy. But when Radhani see me, what happens to her? She becomes even more advanced in satisfaction, so advanced that she faints by seeing me. So Krishna says, I never faint by seeing her. So I am the great. Something of sweetness within myself is there. Radhara darshana mara juda. I see, I become happy. Very pleasing, good. But amar darshana radha sukhe agyan. She become fainted. She is more. That means, see, something is within me. I have to explore that. What makes, I see her, I become very happy. But something within me must be there that she become faint. What is that within me? Within me, he is thinking. The next he is saying, paraspar benugite hare chetana. He is saying, okay, hearing. When I play flute, everybody gets attracted. When Radhani speaks, I get attracted. I get pleasure. But what happens to Radharani when I play my flutes? He is saying, forget about playing my flute. Simply sometime in the forest, two bambas are crossing each other and making a sound which is just little bit of my flute sound. Hearing that immediately, పరస్పర బెనుగుతే హరేచ్ ద రాధాణి ఫ్రెండ్స్. సో హూ ఇస్ గ్రేట్? ఐ లిసన్ హర్ సౌండ్ వైబ్రేషన్, ఐ ఫీల్ హ్యాపీనెస్. బట్ వెన్ షీ లిసన్స్ మై ఫ్లూట్, వాట్ హ్యాపన్స్ టు హర్? ఫర్గెట్ మై ఫ్లూట్, దిస్ టూ బాంబోస్ మేక్ ఎ లిటిల్ సౌండ్ విచ్ క్లోజ్ టు మై ఫ్లూట్, దాట్ ఇట్ సెల్ఫ్ మేక్స్ హర్ ఫ్రెండ్స్. సో దట్ మీన్స్ షీ ఈజ్ నాట్ ది గ్రేట్, ఐఎమ్ ది గ్రేట్. సంథింగ్ గుడ్ ఇన్ మీ దట్ మేక్స్ హర్ లైక్ దిస్. సో దిస్ ఇస్ సౌండ్. ఓకే, ద నెక్స్ట్ ఈజ్ మోర్ భ్రమె తమాలర్ కొరే ఆలింగన. ఓకే, వెన్ ఐ టచ్ రాధారాణీస్ బాడీ ఐ ఫీల్ వెరీ హ్యాపీ. వెన్ ఐ టచ్ రాధారాణీస్ బాడీ ఐ ఫీల్ వెరీ హ్యాపీ. బట్ వాట్ షీ ఫీల్స్ వెన్ షీ టచ్ మై బాడీ? కృష్ణ సాయింగ్ ఫర్గట్ టచింగ్ మై బాడీ, ఐ ఆమ్ నాట్ దేయర్. షీ సీ సమ్ తమాల్ ట్రీ కన్ఫ్యూజింగ్ దట్ ఐ ఆమ్ దాట్ పర్సన్ అండ్ షీ ఎంబ్రాస్ దట్ మై ఫ్రెండ్స్ ఆల్సో. సో దట్ మీన్స్ ఇట్స్ నాట్ షీ ఇస్ మీ, సంథింగ్ గెటర్ విత్ ఇన్ మీ దట్ మేక్స్ హర్ లైక్ దిస్ మ్యాడ్. సో దట్ ఈస్ వాట్ క్రిస్ట్ ఈస్ వరీడ్ ఫర్, దట్ సంథింగ్ విత్ ఇన్ మీ. మోర్ భ్రమే తమాలర్ కొరే ఆలింగన, షీ థింక్స్ టు బి సౌండ్ ఆఫ్ మై ఫ్లూట్, షీ ఎంబ్రాసెస్ ది తమాల్ ట్రీ మిస్ టేకింగ్ ఇట్ ఫర్ మీ. సో ఇన్ దిస్ వే కృష్ణ అనలైజింగ్, కృష్ణ ఆలింగన పైను జనమ సఫలే కృష్ణ సుఖే మగ్న హయ వృక్ష కరి కొలే. సో రాధారాణి షీ ఎంబ్రాస్ ది ట్రీ అండ్ రిమైన్స్ లైక్ దట్, వా ఐఎమ్ ఎంబ్రాసింగ్ కృష్ణ. సో కృష్ణ ఇస్ థింకింగ్ వాట్ ఈస్ దాట్ అండ్ దెన్ a smell comes to smell. As Krishna before he said, by my bodily smell everybody getting smell, but when I get Radha Anga Gandha, I get very pleasure. Now he is saying, when Radharani gets my body smell, what happens to her? Radharani taking bath in a Radha Kunda, Krishna grazing cows in Govardhan. When that sweet smell of Krishna's body comes and enters Radharani's nostril, her head spins like this. She falls. She says, okay, let us go get out of this place. That is, here he is saying, Anukul bate jadi paye mora gandha, Uriya padite chahe preme hai andha. If Radharani gets my bodily smell, when the favorable breeze carries to her the fragrance of my body, she is blinded by love. She tries to fly on that direction. I never do like that. I get attracted. I get pleasure. He's analyzing. Not defeating. Always defeating. So in this everything will defeat. Amar sangame radha paye je ananda satamukhe bolitabu napai tar antam. In this way, whatever pleasure I am deriving from Radharani, if analyzed properly, she derives millions times better from me. So what is that? He is saying, seeing the luster of her complexion after our pastimes together, I forget my own identity in happiness. Tahar dekhi sukhyami apani pasari. By seeing the pleasure they are deriving by serving me, I forget myself. So that means now he is thinking that it is not Radharani the great, it is me. Something within me that is she's so happy to receive. So what is that? I want to know. How she is enjoying out of me? So how can he understand? So that you are saying, Krishna Madhurya ek adbhut swabhav. Krishna has this Madhurya. This is adbhut. This is wonderful. It's very wonderful. And Krishna now has developed that desire to enjoy that. So how he can enjoy it? Who has love? Prem? Devotee? Prema asraya and visaya. Krishna is the visaya of prema. And devotees are asraya of prema. Asraya means one who is holding. Okay? So our acharya is giving an example. In winter, of course you have room heater and everything, no problem. But in India, we put some charcoal. I'm putting on a clay pot, we put some charcoal, red hot charcoal. then some person sitting and putting his hand into the charcoal, getting some heat. Okay? The burning charcoal is there. And I don't enjoy burning charcoal. I am Bishaya. Bishaya is subject, object. What is English? Subject. Huh? So I am enjoying some. The pot carrying the charcoal, that is object. Right? That is Ashraya, holding charcoal. So who is getting more heat? The pot is getting more heat or I am getting more heat? Who is getting more heat? I am Vishaya of charcoal, burning charcoal. And pot is Ashraya. So Krishna is the Vishaya of love. Radhani is Ashraya of love. Okay? So now the burning charcoal is there. I am Vishaya, I am putting my hand, I am getting some heat. And that pot holding, so who is getting more heat? Pot is getting more heat now. So in this way, Radharani getting more. By her love she's carrying, she is enjoying more than Krishna. So that is the reason saying, Apana Aswadite Krishna Kore Bhakta Bhav. What is that sweet in within, sweetness within me? To understand that, Apana Aswadite, to enjoy himself, as I said, he is sugar cane juice, and sugar cane juice wants to enjoy himself. How that he can do? So that's why he has to accept the mood of his devotee. And among his devotee, who is the best devotee? Radharani. That is Krishna Prabhupada saying in Parpat, Radha Bhava Duti Subalitam Naomi Krishna Swarupam. That Krishna came as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So Krishna came as Krishna to release Premarasa Nirjas and the essence of Prema. And he came to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to release this sweetness of Krishna. So in this way, Krishna becomes perfect. Both things. As a God, he is enjoying what? As a God, Krishna is enjoying? What Krishna is enjoying? Love. Don't forget. As a God, he is enjoying love. But he only enjoys love as God. He is not complete because he doesn't know how devotees are enjoying. That's why he comes the mood of devotee Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to enjoy. What is the second word? Sweetness. I told you now at the beginning, two words. Remember? Love and sweetness. Who has love? Who has sweetness? Krishna has sweetness. Now Krishna to be complete, he had to enjoy both. Otherwise he will not be complete. So that's why in the form of Krishna, he is enjoying. In the form of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he is enjoying. Sweetness. Sweetness of whom? Himself. Yeah? Sweetness of himself. Apana aswadite. Apana means his own sweetness. Krishna madhurjar ek adbhut svabhav. This is wonderful nature of Krishna. Krishna's sweetness is so sweet that he wants to enjoy his own sweetness. That's why he is known as Krishna. Akarsayati iti Krishna. So no other form of God can be equal to Krishna. He is asomardha. No one is equal to him, no one above him. Ekala Ishwara Krishna arsa bhritya. Only Krishna is Ishwar. All others are servant. Who are all others? You are all others servant. We all others are servant. Demigods are servant. Vishnu also servant. Balaram also servant. Everybody servant. So this is the unique position. That's why Brahma is saying that Ishwara Paramakrishna Satchidananda Vigraha Anadi Radhi Govinda Sarvaka. This is Paramakrishna. Paramakrishna, this is what is supremacy. This is the supremacy. So whether we understand or don't understand fully, remember or not, from this analysis you can see what deep subject matter Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami has revealed. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has revealed for the people in general in this material world. And Prabhupada is so merciful for the degraded people like us. He has given this information, so high level spiritual subject matter. Every line, every word of Chaitanya Charitamrita has so much explanation. It's simple, like two lines. Within two lines, the treasures have been kept it there. It just have to be explored.
Two lines are so much treasures behind these things. So this is the importance of Chaitanya Charitamrita. That's why Bhaktivedanta Thakur is saying, you drop everything, but hold it, don't drop this. Chaitanya Charitamrita. Jaya Srila Prabhupada ki, Chaitanya Charitamrita ki, Gaura Premanande.